Extreme PC UK.
Why hello everybody and welcome to episode 206 of Extreme PC UK podcast. I'm your host Nick, also known as Extreme PC UK across all social media. Today is the 31st of August and today on the show we have...
Trainspot and Trev for the gaming and the Trekway for all the Star Trek goodness.
Hello there, my name's Rosslight. You can find me on good social medias. Also, I've got a Minecraft server you can check out. It's Rosslight Network.
Go on, check out. Look, he's changed his intro. Right, how are we all? Are we all right?
Yeah, man. 2 weeks in a row. What's wrong with us, mate?
Yeah, we will be back. I know there was a little bit of a break, and I'm going to get onto in a second some news. Basically, we've been having a few breaks here and there. We've been not on all the time. One of the reasons is a reason I'm about to tell you about now. I've got a bit of an update, which I'd like to say about Grey. As you know, Grey's been, he's been on and off over the last, 6 months with some family issues. And basically, sadly, what's been happening is Grey's wife of 44 years has actually been battling cancer. And sadly, she passed away earlier this week, and this is why Grey's not been here. And I just wanted to say and let everybody know that, like, Grey, ma'am, we're all here to support you. If you need anything from all of us in the community, we're all got your back, man. If you need anything, we're here. And I know, Trev, you wanted to say a little bit as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I asked Grey's permission just to mention this. The reason being... we don't want to get into detail because it says privacy and we won't mention their name or anything like that because it's privacy. But I said to him, there's supposed to be some people that listen to our podcast that maybe are not on our Discord or on are on our Discord and don't take part, so they don't know. So most people watching this will know, but for those that don't know, this is why. If you haven't seen Grey most of the time, that's why. But he's a great guy. I got on with him really. I consider him a good friend, and he's doing a lot better than I thought he would because he's got good people around him. So he might be back next week or the week after because he loves the podding. I think, Nick, and see, the podding he does with me, he does with Ross, he does with his GGR, that helps him. So that'll be back before you know it.
Yeah, so obviously this has been going on some time with Grey dropping off. People didn't really know why. No one could see what was going to happen, and it's come to a real shock for literally all of us. But all I can say is, Grey, man, we're here for you, dude, and we've got your back, like, if you need us for anything, the whole community. Yeah. And I want to say thank you to the community because it just shows you how strong and how nice our community is. The amount of messages Grey's already received and people that are there for him. And if he needed to talk to any of them, just Grey, just take your pick. All of us are here for you, man. And we hope to see you soon, Grey. Let's get on with it. What's been happening apart from the sad news? What's been happening for you guys?
Insomnia next week.
Is it next week already?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, man. Oh, I put it in the announcements bit.
All right. So if anyone's going to Insomnia next week, wow. Well, we're all going to be here. We're all going to be going to Insomnia. Cheers for that sub, Trev. Insomnia's on a funny day this time round. It's on a Wednesday. Trev just thought he booked the wrong ticket just now.
Yeah, that threw me off, mate, because I normally get the plane down because I don't want to wait half a day, but I can't get the plane because it means I get in at 8 in the morning. It doesn't start till 6 at night. So I'm going about 1:30 and I'm getting the train down and the train back so I can finally take my bloody PC, my gaming PC.
Wait, so you're bringing a full-size PC?
It's mid tower. I couldn't carry a full size.
But you just put it in a suitcase and bring it in a suitcase.
Yeah, no. I thought about that, but I'm a 5-7 minute walk from the train station, and then it's trains pretty much there, so I'm not carrying it for long. I thought about a little trolley thing. I'm not going, but I can play games now, man. I've got, you know, for a monitor solution, I can't take a full monitor. You know the really thin portable monitors that are like iPads with a cover on them. I've got an 18-inch one that's I'm doing an Amazon job, so it'll go back after the event.
As if you don't break it on the way there and back.
I don't say that.
We're going to be going down there. It's on some different days this time around. It's a bit of a peculiar one because it goes from Wednesday to Sunday, not Thursday to Monday.
Thought it was Thursday till Sunday. I might need to change some dates because
it's Wednesday night, mate. Wednesday night, 6 o'clock.
Or Wednesday night. Okay, that's.
But bear in mind, Nick's leaving on Saturday night or Saturday afternoon because he's got a car show, and I'm leaving Saturday as well. So if you want to stay an extra night, I'm sure you'll make loads of pals. You always do.
Yeah, you're cool anyway, though, because you're with me anyway, so it's all cool.
Oh, yeah.
The rooms are all sorted for you anyway. Woo! Yeah. So going forward, if anyone wants to join the Discord, just check out Extreme PC UK. Just type in Google Discord, Extreme PC UK, it will come up. Right. Do you know what? We had all the chat, didn't we, about the podcast and about what it was going to do and stuff like that. I've just decided we're just going to carry on as normal.
You're not doing a YouTube, though?
Nah.
That's the difference.
Yeah, because what's happening is with the YouTube, it's the same old thing. What happens is people over time start to realize that they can watch it at any point in time. And then what happens is your viewership drops down on the main platform because everybody goes and watches it in their own time. And I'm really sorry to anyone that does do that. I know, like DJ Crawford, you said that you do that and that it's basically messed you up. And I'm sorry, dude. But what happens is otherwise is the way I try to make a little bit of profit out is the £5 subs to be able to watch it on Twitch. If you pay a £5 sub, you can watch it on Twitch whenever you want, 24 hours a day. Every day, I think it's on there for months and months on end. So you can watch it back at your leisure and without any adverts. And then basically, if you want to hear it live, then it goes live or it goes out on podcast for free. If you want to watch the video, you watch it back on Twitch. And it's the only real way, because if I do any other ways, it stitches me up in a different direction, if you know what I mean.
Do audio podcast still for free then, Nick?
The audio podcast is always free,
and that's
always
an episode of...
Yeah, it's always going to be free, and it's always going to be on. Well, for the time being, it's free anyway. I've got no plans to make it paid for. I'm just going to keep it as it is. I think what's happened is we've just been going through a dry spot. It's been summer. Lots of people are telling me it's summer, summer, summer. People are out. They're in the sun. They're on holidays, and they're not playing games at the moment. We've had. Mm-hmm. There's been a whole gap where there's been no games coming out. You know, I think Starfield, after Starfield, we'll see what's going down. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, Starfield comes out when we were at Somnia the first night. I don't know if it's a game I want to play because I won't be able to play it with you guys there. Yeah. So I might wait until after Insomnia. I don't know.
Oh, that's a bit of a tricky one.
Yeah.
I wasn't even going to bring my computer, and now you've stitched me.
You weren't going to bring your computer? How the hell does that work?
Because I was just going to come and be a manager.
High right.
Now I'm going to have to bring my computer, aren't I, if Starfield's going to be out?
Yeah, mate.
Damn it, I've lost extra space. How could you, Trev?
Damn.
What were you bringing, man? Half of your room? He's got a van. How much room do you need, man?
Who, me?
No, him. He's like, I've lost some space because you're taking your PC.
The problem I've got is I'm coming in the mini.
Oh, are you? Oh, shit. Okay, right.
Seriously, I'm coming in the mini.
Okay, the tower's on your knee, Ross. You're literally going to have everything on you, mate.
But Ross ain't coming in my car. He's bringing his own car, dude.
I thought he was coming with you. Right.
No. Okay. That'll be a complete mess. My God. Like, me and him.
It was bad enough when I picked up Bamey. I had all my gear and I picked up Bamey. And, like, literally, the car was to the brim. And I had to put her in between all the boxes and that. She was all folded up. There's boxes everywhere, on her head and everything. And I went to her mum and dad's house, and as her mum and dad came out and said, this guy's picking you up, I was like, yeah, hi. I was like, mummy and daddy leaves, and then they were like, are you gonna fit in that car or what? I've got a video of it. It's like crazy. The thing is,
does she want to come? Does Bamey want to come?
Nah, I think she works in the gaming industry now. I think she's moved on. Fair play to her. But I was just going to say, we might as well start by talking a bit about, you said about Starfield, because it's the main attraction at the moment. Like, Comic was talking to me on private message about when it comes out, and it's a bit naughty, really. I'm disappointed in you, Comic man. Everyone on the Discord said, no one's going to get it early. We're all going to go for the Xbox Game Pass.
Oh, and then Comic do it?
Now, as it got closer through the week, this morning or yesterday, text saying, people are buying it. I think I might just buy it. It's 35
Why? 5 days early, man. What's
wrong
with you?
But he's just texted me now, literally saying, it's on here, that people are streaming it on Twitch already because it's already out.
No, it's not out till midnight. It's early access at midnight. Reviewers and streamers are allowed to show it a few hours early. But we can't play early access until 1 o'clock, and then it comes out on Wednesday sometime. Probably.
Yeah.
Do you know how much extra is CTT played 5 days early, mate? It is like an extra 30, 35 quid. I'm
and the thing is, it's single
that.
Player, so it's not like you have to get in front of anyone.
You get some story DLC, like a tiny bit of it, but that £35 is a PC game. So yeah. I'm not paying that, no way.
Yeah. So I'm not too fussed about it, to be honest. It's stars and
that's because you're stuck in Minecraft, aren't you?
No, I'm just thinking of, like, who cares about fields and looking up at this. Actually, that sounds like a lovely game. Starfield is just a game where you're just, like, a person and you simulate it in a field and you just look up at the stars.
It's Fallout in space,
has
mate.
Has he been on a wacky-backy?
That's just Ross.
I know what Starfield is.
You've been on the sniffing salts, mate.
Yeah, did not mean. He's had a line of sniffing salts.
He's got them there.
He's like a raging bull. Oh, my God. Nutter.
I'm looking forward to the game, I must admit. I'm not, like, so ecstatic, but...
So the problem for me now is it really being released on Xbox Game Pass on the Wednesday?
Wednesday, yep.
Oh, wow. What,
I'd imagine that'd be 1 a.m. Tuesday going into Wednesday, if that makes sense, I think.
That's pretty much like, if I don't bring my computer to Insomnia, I'm 4 days behind the world. On one of my favourite games is going to be.
But we can't play this game between one another. So
yeah, but we can sit and hold hands, literally, whilst we play.
Is that not called a Mexican reach around? That's something
else. I don't know, we can do one of them as well at the same time.
I'll hold your hand, Nick. There you go. Take my
hand.
It's
a Mexican Starfield reach around.
The old Dutch rudder.
Yeah, you've really, really thrown me now, because I weren't going to bring anything.
Seriously?
Yeah.
How can you not bring anything? You're there for how many days and you're not going to play games? What did you say to me, Nick? I'm glad to not be doing the management stuff and supervising so I can actually play games and have fun.
Yeah, have fun means get pissed.
You're coming down for a bender. You could do both. Multitask.
Yeah, well, the thing is, what I might do is... How many monitors do I normally bring? Three?
Two.
No, three.
You don't need three, man. Two at the most. I've only bring in the one because that's all I can manage. I don't stream. You don't... Are you streaming? Oh, you're streaming, maybe. I'm not streaming. Sorry,
no, I don't think
Ross
I'm...
Ross is streaming.
I'm not sure. I might just... Because I want to go... I want to just be like... I don't want to have... a lot of issues to do. So what I might do is I might come down and leave this main monitor here, because this is all built into my wall with a big pole and everything. I might just take one of these monitors and the box and just come down and play, because we can't really miss out Starfield.
Yeah, if you're not streaming, you only need one monitor.
Yeah,
I think
if there's any streamers out there, I've still got a couple of spaces. If there's any streamers out there that want to come to Insomnia, hit me up. You'd have to get your own hotel and stuff like that. But I will. I'm still looking for a couple of people for streamers. I've got pub quiz tickets reserved for us to do that as well. So if anyone does stream, hit me up on Discord, and you'd get the ticket into Insomnia for the whole event for free.
Don't forget it's VIP ticket, right, Nick? Don't undersell it, mate.
It's
a VIP ticket, which gets you in early, a comfy chair.
Comfy chair.
We were supposed to get a gig connection each to the internet. You don't get that anymore. You get the same as everyone else. They've just went, nah, you're getting it. You're not getting it.
So what are you thinking? Has anybody looked at... I'm still hiding from Starfield. Has anyone learned any more stuff about the game?
No, I will not watch any of the reviews and stuff.
You're on the same as me?
Yeah.
Do you think it's just going to be we play it breaks?
No, it looks good. It's got really good reviews. It's barely... No one notices any bugs yet.
Bethesda, though, there's going to be bugs.
Yeah, there's Bethesda bugs and then Bethesda bugs.
It's going to be a very scary... Yeah, Bethesda bugs. What, like the one in Fallout when they brought it out and everyone went mad and then you went to the terminal and then you got your head, the screen zoomed out from your eyeballs, so all you could see was the camera from behind two eyes looking out at a monitor, and then you got stuck like that. You couldn't move. You had to start the game again.
This is why they delayed the game a couple of times for, 6 months, a year, whatever it was, because they knew they had to get rid of them. Now, no game in the world of that size is ever going to be 100% bug-free. I think we all accept that. We're not idiots. We're not morons. But we're looking for better than Bethesda standards. So, we'll see.
Well, the thing is, they shouldn't mess this up, because the only reason they messed up Fallout 76 is because they went for multiplayer, and that was new to them. All they got to do, I'm not being funny, all they got to do is build another Skyrim or Fallout. They've done it enough times. Come on, man. I bet it's on the same bloody engine anyway, isn't it?
No. Is it? I think it's something different.
I think it'd be on the new engine.
Didn't everybody... didn't everybody best say, but like the engine was the same because the people.
It was awful.
They were saying the game's been such uprated in the graphics, but the people were still the same.
So you can have a new engine and still use elements from assets, as they're called, from old engines. Let's see. It's probably the same engine, but upgraded massively. Creation Engine 2.
They built a new engine for the game, didn't they? I can't remember. Yeah. I'm so confused.
I think it's a new engine, mate.
Oh, GR502 says a guy in America stole like 27 copies from a logistics company and sold copies and released gameplay video a couple of days ago. Got some legal issues now.
Yeah, do you know why? Because he posted it with pictures of himself online. He never tried to hide himself. Idiot. Deserves a deal.
Why are people so stupid?
Yeah, but how much trouble would you get in for that?
Massive something. They'll sue him. They'll sue him.
Not really, though. Not really a lot of trouble. If I went over there and punched Ross in the face and knocked him out, I might get 3 months inside, but...
No. Financially, mate. Look what happened to Nintendo. Nintendo got that guy done for millions in jail for how long?
Really?
They can if they want to. Yeah, because...
Well, what if you just turn around and go, I ain't got nothing?
It wasn't me, it was Ross. That's what I'd do.
You'd be like washing plates for like the next 10 years in their little coffee shop at their office.
It's the Creation Engine 2. It's the same engine that Bethesda have been using since 2011, but it's been upgraded. So that gives me a bit of fear because they spent 8 years making this game and they couldn't go and use Unreal Engine 5 or Unity or something. Really? That piece of shit engine? Oh, God.
I'm really hoping that it's good.
Something very specific that they needed for that engine, because sometimes when a developer knows the engine well enough and they optimized it,
yeah,
they can get the best results out of it. Like at Halo 2, for example, they basically put that together with spit and glue, but they're able to optimize it to hell.
It says this is the first game to use Creation Engine 2. So where...
That's what I was saying. Wasn't this engine created for this game?
So they must have created this engine over a decade ago. I mean, engines take years to make, longer than games.
Yeah, but I thought the engine was made because when they made Fallout 76, there was a lot of complaints about being at the top end of what it could do, and they needed to refresh.
Ah, sorry. Creation Engine 1 was used for the last couple of Fallout games. Creation Engine 2 was made for Starfield. So it should be good. Okay, we're sorted. Sorry for the confusion.
Yeah. But the one problem you might have at Insomnia now is that if this game does come out and I get hooked into it, I'm just going to be sitting in that chair for 4 days.
Yeah.
Not even my missus can moan at me, she won't be here.
You'll get pissed as well. At night, we'll just get pissed, and during the day, we'll just play Starfield. I think that's a good compromise to me.
Yep, sounds good to me.
Yeah,
pizzas and food.
Yeah, I missed the last one because I was skint, and I booked a hotel.
Did you not come to the last one?
I didn't know because I couldn't afford it, remember?
Oh, so you've not done it when you're in the...
I've not been to the dark room, but I know the pub quiz, of course.
No, but you've not... Oh, the dark room's amazing as well. Lennyboy79, thank you for that sub, dude. The dark room is absolutely amazing. If anyone hasn't seen it, check him out. I can't remember his name on Twitch. What is his name, Ross?
Boy, it runs it.
I can't remember... Wait a minute, I'll find him on Twitter real quick. It's easier for me to find him on Twitter.
Yeah, because of basically, you can watch all of his shows live on Twitch.
Yeah, it's definitely worth watching live.
Oh, he is absolutely hilarious. He rips people to shreds, man. There was some girl there, and she was like, oh, my dad. She went, what's your dad's name? And she went, I don't know, he left. And he started just ripping her up. And she was giving it back, and they was having an argument. No. It was well funny.
She was not being a good sport. He's like, all right.
That was like a comedian I saw at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. They have a massive festival up here of comedians.
That's where he won the Fringe.
Ah, oh God, the jokes this guy were talking about.
Yeah, did he have all spikes all over him and like lights?
No.
Blonde
he's
hair.
A similar comedian. He's not the
Robotron.
Same.
Robotron, that's it. Robotron. But he does like, if you watch him just on Twitch normally, he does some well funny stuff. He's like just a funny guy to watch, yeah? Like, he just says, I'll tell you what, he goes, I'm going to make a song. He gets a guitar out and he just starts randomly singing random songs. It's well
That's
funny.
That's a talent. That's a talent, man.
Really, really funny. You need to send it. And then I put it in.
What did you do?
It doesn't matter. We've got it on there anyway now. It's Robotron. We got it.
Robotron.
But yeah, I can't wait for Starfield. It's a game I've been waiting for many years. And then, do you know what? Up to the first three quarters of the first year they started making it, I was like, do you remember when Bethesda came out, when they was doing like E3 or something, and we was like, oh, Starfield, they're going to give us an update. And they just showed a poster of a guy just standing there in a spacesuit. Do you remember? And we was all like, what?
A teaser, man. Really,
that's, and how many years ago was that?
3 maybe or something, yeah. They've been making this game for 8 years, man. Eight years.
And it's only single player. It's going to be really good, man, I think. I really hope. Because it's got everything that I love. I think I will love it. It's got the spaceship building alone. You can build some crazy, crazy stuff. And then you can own your own business and make money while you're not there and stuff like that. So I'm really, really excited for the game, man. It's like they've got all of the games and they're putting it all into one.
Bothy, actually. I did read that unlike some of those other games that are similar to that, like Star Citizen and No Man's Skies and whatnot, when you're on, say, a planet, you can't just go walking around the whole planet. I mean, you would be nuts to do so, but you couldn't do that. It's split into sectors.
Yeah.
I don't know why. So you'll hit a random invisible wall unless you take off and travel there. So that might be a bit annoying for some people.
What, is that in Starfield?
Yeah, on the planets, yeah. So you can't just walk the whole planet. You've got a massive chunk to walk around. Right. And if you want to go to another one, you go in your ship and you go to the other side of the planet. You do that anyway. You wouldn't walk around the planet.
So might do. There would be someone out there who would just walk just to see how far they get.
It's people in Minecraft who have walked to the end fields, which is billions of blocks away, and it took people 3 to 4 years. So there are walkers out there.
Yeah, but you do realise about how Minecraft works, don't you? So Minecraft, the more memory you've got and stuff like that, yeah, the further you can walk. So it just keeps going until you run out of space.
Yeah, and I'm talking about the older versions. And I think it's in like the 1.2 update back in like 10 years ago. There's a thing called the Farlands, and it's something like a billion or something blocks out the way. You could no longer get to them, but it's basically you got past the point, and when the game started corrupting and generating some weird worlds.
Yeah. Because you run out of memory.
No, you don't actually run out of memory. It's just the game is confused. You've got this far and it starts doing weird stuff.
Are you cheating? That's just not right.
Basically, yeah.
Fair enough.
Looking forward. GR502 said that Starfield's actually getting mixed reviews at the moment, not all good reviews. Comic says a lot of the bad reviews will be coming from Sony players that can't play it.
Yeah. This is them flexing their power. They're not going to do that with COD. Imagine they've done that with COD. Look what they're doing just now with Starfield. People are going nuts. So if they've done that with COD, oof.
Yeah. I'll tell you what else we can do while we're at Insomnia.
We're playing Starfield and getting pissed. What else do we need to do?
Yeah, I've got another thing as well.
Oh.
Yeah, because we can now play couch co-op on Vampire Survivors. So bring your controllers. 4 players on one screen.
Does it have to be wired or can I take my wireless controller?
You can take wires. I've got Bluetooth on my motherboard.
Okay, I'll bring my...
And then we can all just like get a beer and just sit and see if we can smash. Because basically what I'm trying to do, everybody, is on Vampire Survivors, I'm trying to complete... They've got a list of achievements. They're not just achievements, but they're actually like secret list. And I'm trying to do every single one of them. And every time there's a new update, it puts another 50 on and you have to keep doing them. So it's like, you really have got missions to do. Go and collect things, go and do this, go and get to this secret world. And
this was so cheap, this game. You've got so much out of that. A few quid, did they keep adding stuff?
Yeah, because... I think two of the DLCs were a couple of quid as well. But the amount of stuff they've added, the way they've done it is it's like, they've added stuff which is like, go to this secret area and do this, and then they've got like, oh, you've now unlocked upside down world, so like the whole map's upside down, so all the trees are facing downwards next. It's 2D, isn't it? Then you get endless worlds, and then you get like, you get all these variations so that you can have, and then you can and then you've got all these different things to do. Like at the moment I've just unlocked a load of new weapons, and I've got somehow you have to look up how to achieve what you want to achieve, and then you have to follow it along. It's a bit like it really feels like the olden days when you used to get a cheat book in the magazine. It'd be like, if you walk all the way to the top left of the map, maybe. You'll see a little glitchy spot. Walk into that, you'll fall through it, bring you to a new map. It's stuff like that. And we could, it's really good to have a beer and just sit there and actually be like, oh, wait, we got to the next bit.
Some games like that are more fun to play when you play with other people and you get a few drinks, because Starfield would be more of a serious game.
Yeah, so, but that's what we'd do. We'll play that. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, look,
is Starfield? I've just thought of something. Is Starfield? Is it cross-platform? Not cross-platform. Does well, you know, when you jump off of the PC and you go to your Xbox.
Good question. I don't know.
I could just bring my Xbox with me.
That's what I was thinking. If you want, I can just bring. Oh no, I can't really bring my Xbox. Unless if you, actually, you could just sign in on my Xbox and then you.
No, I've got one here.
Mate, listen. Don't take your Xbox because it's locked stolen. It's locked to 30 frames. It's 30 FPS on Xbox.
Really?
Don't do it, man. Yes. It's awful. That's
only at 4K though, isn't it?
You have no choice of the resolution. It's they lock it to 4K 30.
Really? So yes. You can't put hands it at 1080 like 100.
Hands will back me up. No, if you get the Series S, it's 1440p 30 FPS. On PC it's unlocked. The frame rate's unlocked.
But I've got the X.
Yeah, the Series X.
Is that 60 or 30? I think it's still 30, mate.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's 60.
Someone confirm?
At 1080 or at 1440, I think it's 60. Because I think it goes higher than that, actually, because my TV at 4K, my TV is only 60 hertz, and I think it does 120.
Right, yeah, listen, here, I've got it here. Todd Howard, he's the main guy at Bethesda, confirmed to IGN that Starfield would be locked to 30 FPS whether you're playing on Xbox Series X or S. In addition, the resolution depends on the system you're playing on, as it's 4K on the X and 1440p on the S.
Just pause one minute. Right. I have to show you lot something. Just pause.
Okay.
So my missus
okay.
just turned up. She goes out in this coat all the time with me, and I feel really embarrassed.
Just show me
who
that.
Does she look like? No, look, watch this. I'm going to show you her coat. She won't put her head in here, but look. Just have a look at this coat.
What the? What?
It's the Riddler.
Hey, oh yes, so it is.
Riddle me this.
That's cool.
Oh,
that's
got a cool. flash there. Everyone's going to give me subs to see off. The video now.
That shoot kicked off. Yes, so as I was saying, mate, it is 30 FPS no matter what you're playing. The resolution... Oh, here he goes. I should check that stuff. The resolution varies between X and S.
Mm.
You're 4K on the X, but do you want to play at 30 FPS, Nick? No way. You want to bring your PC and have it unlocked.
Yeah, my PC is very heavy, though.
You've got a bloody car. I'm carrying mine.
A car? You might as well have a motorbike.
Well, take your van, then you bop it. I don't know.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Take your van and ask Ellen to drive the Mini up on Saturday. Boom. And you can go and do the family thing on Saturday and see the next door, you know, the stands and whatnot. Genius. You're welcome.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see.
By the way, next month, subscribe to Nick because it's September. Remember that? 30% off your subs next month.
Is it?
You're welcome.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right. Let's move on.
Yeah.
We will be talking about... So we won't be... There won't be a podcast next week, will there? Because we'll be at Insomnia. It is next week, next Thursday.
Insomnia.
Sorry?
We could do it at Insomnia.
Yeah, it's very hard because of the microphones.
And the internet quality and people bombing your video stream.
Yeah.
Funny, though.
True. Yeah,
it would be funny.
Okay. I kicked off Twitch, though.
Did you hear me then?
No.
Oh. It seems like every single Thursday when I do the podcast, my eldest goes to her cadet chair, and then she comes back and decides to stand on my staircase over here, yeah? Oh, it's not you. She's here, actually. It's not. Let's come here and show them. Can I have a look at this? This is Corporal Taylor. Bend
down.
I'm
not going to mess with a corporal. Kick my ass.
Oh, my hair is really bad right now. you salute like that. I'm not a secret.
She said you're saluting wrong, mate. Well, she's not a secret.
The wrong way around. It's like that.
She said she's not in Star Trek either.
No, what? What's that going to do anything, young man?
You don't like that, didn't you? I was saying.
No, I can do that if you want, but yeah.
Like that. Right, anyway, let's get back to the podcast. Sorry, anyone that's just listening and is not watching this on video, it's probably really, really confusing. But yeah, you can sub on Twitch and you can see the full video.
Exactly.
Advert free.
Or you wait until the audio podcast comes out instead.
Yeah, right, let's get into the next thing. Trev, sorry if I've drunk you loads of Iron Brew.
Iron
Brew.
Iron Brew, laddie.
That's Iron Brew.
okay, that's not
I believe you want to talk about Far Cry 6.
and Dying Light 2, but I'm going to be quick on Far Cry 6 because it's shit. Next.
Really? Is it that bad? Is that the one with the chicken man from...
Yeah, that right. I like to start with positives. Always like to start with positives in a game, right? The story with... What's his name? The guy from the Chicken Man, Esposito. I can't remember his name. What's his name?
Chicken
the
Man.
Actor. The actor. It's something Esposito, right?
That's a song, isn't it? Esposito.
What's in that Iron Brew, man? They must give the English a different variation of that.
What's
shit,
that song, though? There's a song that sounds like that.
He's got it.
Hold on, he had it. Do it again.
Despacito.
That's one word out of tune now. Nothing.
I don't know the full song.
Seemed like you was going well at the beginning, and then I don't know what happened. You went off like a little kid.
I know the beginning bit. I don't know the rest.
Sky, what's that song? Despacito.
No,
wait, hold on. She's got it. She's got a version. She's made her own version of it. She knew it straight away. Sing it.
Okay, yeah. Okay. But it takes a different song and changes the words, though.
No, but her words were, I don't know the words, so I'm just going to say Dorito.
That's what I do. Just say Dorito.
I'm sure. Anyway, digress.
I don't know what's going on today. Sorry for the crap quality podcast, everyone.
It's funny. Sorry. Have any of you guys played Far Cry 6?
No, I love Far Cry, and what I love Far Cry is the reason why you don't like Far Cry is because Far Cry is always the same but with a different skin, and I just love it.
Are you an Ubisoft fanboy as well, like Kid Gray?
I'm not a fanboy of them, but I like to see a game that I really like and I enjoy, and I like to see it reskinned again with better graphics and bigger. You know, that's what I like, with more...
They're making money.
Yeah, I know they are,
I'm saying it must be working for them. I'm just knocking it because I want them to try something a little bit different.
Yeah, but that's the thing. When you try different, and they break it, don't they? Look what Fallout 76 did.
Yeah, true. No, I mean, like, listen, I see...
If it's not broke, don't fix it, Trev.
I don't like change. Yeah, we know.
So with Far Cry, the whole series of Far Cry, this is how it was for me. I've said this on many podcasts. Far Cry 1 and 2 were linear. They're like very linear. You just had to follow the path, and it was really, really crap boring.
No open world.
Nah. Far Cry 3 came in, and I was already out of playing this game. I was like, I'm not playing this. And then someone said to me, oh, it's really open world. I was like, no, it's not. It's all, you have to follow the path. Same thing happened with Gears of War. Anyway, so I played Far Cry 3, and that was the first one I did open world, where you'd creep around and you have to unlock all the alarms on the sites. And there was just something about it which was just fun. It was like you didn't have to go and do what they wanted you to do. You could just go over the whole map and like liberate all the different towns and stuff. And that was just really enjoyable. Going in there with a bow and arrow and silently just killing them and watching all the men run around while you just shoot them and unlocking like cages and stuff. And I really enjoyed that. And then when the next one came out, it was the same. And then it sort of went like, oh, Primal. And I never played Primal, but they'd done it in like prehistoric areas. And then they did the American one, which was all like America and all that.
Yeah.
America.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And it was all like the 4x4s and you was out in this place and they're making moonshine and all that sort of stuff. And I'm assuming that this one's just the next one, but this is in a different area and they've just reskinned it.
It's a fictional place, of course. It's like some Caribbean type island place and I've got a rogue guy looking after them. It's Esposito's character, Chicken Man. Someone tell me his bloody full name, would you? I love that actor, mate. He was in Star Wars, Mandalorian.
He was
obviously in Breaking Bad.
What's his name in The Mandalorian?
Darth something, mate. I can't remember his surname. It Darth something.
No, it's not Darth, is it?
No, he is a Darth, I'm sure.
No, it's not.
Someone can find out for me. But it's a good story with him. It's so far a really good story. He's a good actor, and he voices the part of a bad guy really well. It's about him being a big dictator and you have to try and take him down. That's the main mission.
Yeah.
But the map is huge. It looks nice graphically. And they've got this, I can't remember what they call it, but you've got special weapons you can have. It looks like a backpack that has rockets and bombs that shoot out of it. So I can't remember.
Sure, you're not watching The Mandalorian still?
No, I see where you're coming from. I see where you're going there. No, I can't remember what they call it, but it's, you can upgrade it and it goes nuts. You literally bend down. And you can go attacking or defensive, this is defensive will put fire or something around you if bad guys are coming on you, and attacking will just shoot out rockets and take them out. And that's brilliant. And you've got a pet crocodile. You have a pet crocodile. That is the best thing in the bloody game. You can set it on people. Pet crocodile. Just,
say you can set it on fire.
I mean, you do. You can. It's funny.
You can kill people with your croc whilst wearing Crocs in socks.
Oh, Jesus. Like, the French Festival finished last week.
His jokes, like, are the worst. They're the worst.
Well, you mean?
Oh, God. You've got to get a... Yeah. No.
It's almost like he says the joke and then looks at you in the eye, waits for you to respond, and when you respond with deadness, I don't know, like... He's like,
yeah.
And you're like,
a little part of you dies inside when he tells a joke. Just a tiny part, yeah.
I laugh at the death of your joy. That's what it is.
You're a grim man. So it is rinse and repeat. But if you like that, no. I gave you the positives. I'm just saying that that's what I.
So,
if you
so what's
like
the negative?
That is a negative. It's just boring. It's boring. It is boring.
Yeah, you do. I see what you're saying. Sometimes that does happen where it's like you get you want to enjoy it, but the skin is too much like the last one. And you feel overwhelmed with the size of what you have to do. And you think, am I going to do this whole map like this? And you've got 100 segments of a map and you're on the first five. And you're like, it's just going to get a little bit harder each time.
It is like that.
Sometimes they stagger it. So you've got like cars in the first third, and then it'll be like, in the second third, you're like, oh, I've got a helicopter now. And then in the third section, you might be like, oh, I can get in a tank or something. Do you know what I mean? And it's like you build up to that. The layers get bigger and bigger until you get better and better. But sometimes they just put it all on the plate and you're like, this is boring already.
There's vehicles in it. There's cool stuff like that. There's weapon customizations in it, which are cool because I was talking about special weapons. You can get a gun that shoots out DVDs and Blu-rays and takes people's heads off. Like, literally, it's like a slicer weapon. You just make things up on the spot.
But that's been done so many times in games.
No, of course, it's nothing new. There's been... what was that franchise? Lost Cause? No. Just Cause 3. Just Cause done that. It was nuts, yeah.
Yeah, so that that game was a bit different. Like,
It was
so not true to life.
It's just funny.
You could, like, fire your, like, cable at a helicopter... and then fire it at a tank, and then they connect, and then, like, as the helicopter's flying off, it just pulls it out of the sky.
Oh,
and
yeah. It's a different level of extreme. It's more... That game's more extreme than
yeah,
than
like, you could literally, like...
Sure.
You could literally, like, pull a plane out of the sky with a rope.
Yeah. It's nuts, isn't it? Those games are absolutely bonkers. Yeah. Far Cry isn't quite as bad as that, but... Yeah. I mean, anyway, listen, I don't like... But if you like rinse and repeat, that's your thing. Like, they do the same with Assassin's Creed. It makes the money, so... Like, carry on. But the other one I played that I am loving just now, Dying Light 2. Now, that's the guys from Poland, Techland. They made Dying Light 1, and they supported it for years. They brought next-gen patches out. They brought out free DLC, paid DLC.
You know what Dying Light is, though?
Yes, the zombie apocalypse game.
Dead Island.
The parkour one. No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's an exact copy of Dead Island. Exact copy of Dead Island with better graphics. Four player co-op.
You're talking about the first one though, aren't you? You haven't played the second one.
So Dead Island, not the new Dead Island, just come out, but it's the same as that as well. It's the same thing. You're on an island and it's four players. You have to upgrade your weapons and you have to go and kill the zombies and get from A to B.
It's bigger, it's better, it's got parkour on it, so you're jumping across the...
Yeah, that's the only difference is the parkour.
That's brilliant, that element, man. I never completed the first one. Didn't you guys play it?
Yeah, I played it all the way through, and then I started getting annoyed with the monsters that with the lights on them when they look at you. You go in their light beam and they get you.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to play much of it, but I did play a good chunk.
Was you still walking across the map in Minecraft?
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I just never stopped. I'm gone right now.
Listen, I haven't completed the first one, but I played a decent chunk of it, and the second one is just a lot better. The world, the map is a lot bigger. It looks really, really good, but it's a struggle to play. I got it for free in the PlayStation, one of the PS Plus games, and it's a struggle to run in that. Like, I'm running it at 4K 40 or 4K 60. Don't tell Hans. But yeah, I'm really, really enjoying it, man. The story is fantastic. You are a you guy play, that's partially single player? Infected. Eh?
You've been playing single player, or you playing it online co-op?
No, I know you can play it online. That's another point.
It's much more fun with co-op.
Is it?
But
right,
you need
I might
to
try it.
It's not the kind of game you want to co-op with people you don't know.
Ah, well,
but if you have people
I don't
to play
friends.
With, yeah, you have no friends. If you play it with
you
someone,
no
that,
friends.
Like say us three was playing it, it would be fun because you'd be like, you throw the petrol can in and I'll shoot it and stuff like that.
Yeah, I might try. I like single player games as well.
What's the other game? There's another game that I've been playing recently, which is similar, which is really really good. More like Left 4 Dead. What was it called? Recently we played it.
World War Z?
No, it was like Left 4 Dead where you have to basically get from A to B and you just pick up the guns and you just do it, whatever.
I'm not sure. But I would suggest trying Dying Light 2. Like, for me, I'm enjoying the story so far. The main dude is partially infected. I don't know if you know that. The main guy is partially infected. If he doesn't keep taking these UV mushroom things, he will actually turn. If he's in the dark, if he's into the dark, he will turn. He has to get into either UV light or take UV mushrooms, and he's partially turned. Time. So he needs to get like a marker.
That's what you had in the last one, where you had a UV torch, and wherever you shined it, it would keep out of your way.
Yeah, but no, but you as the character, you're partially infected. You're taking stuff to stop you from turning. Zombie man, you know, so it's just bigger in scope, but I liken the stories and the missions, they're just better, they're just different, and that's the difference. But they're similar games, Far Cry 6 and Dying Light 2. But
you know, Dying Light 2, I was actually asked better. To make a promotional PC for.
Oh, that would have been fun. You could have used like green for the ooze or yellow for like the
that
blood
would have
or
been
something.
Amazing.
You know?
But the thing was, the game wasn't released and there was no footage for it at the time, so they just gave me color scheme and a couple of photos and they said, can you do a mock-up build? And it's quite funny really. That was the last time that I worked with Asus on doing something, a project, because they had a new guy in. Yeah, so there was a new guy in who was probably about 20 in their leading their marketing department. Anyway, he came, I think Trev shoot himself there and he'd run off.
No, I'm getting another can of juice.
I thought one slipped out there. He just got up and licked it.
I have been touching cloth for a while, though, but yeah, carry on.
So what happened was, he came to me and he said, could you possibly do a Dying Light PC build? There's no budget, so you can use whatever parts you need. Whatever you need, we can get on board. So I went away and done this whole mock-up of a PC and that. And then, so I sent it off to him, and we had a whole like 3D vision of it. Anyway, I sent it off to him, and then he came back a week later and said, I've got someone else doing it now. And I was like, oh, really? You didn't tell me that.
Why?
Now he was like, oh, no, I asked five people what their ideas would be, and then I picked one of them. And I was like, we just wasted my time.
He should have told you that and should have been up front.
And I'd
have
gone just go with someone else.
You've got competition with this other guy. Are you okay with that? And you could have said yes or no.
Yeah, exactly. That's, do you know what I mean?
It's not right. I don't agree with that. But yeah, no, listen. I think Dying Light 2 was either really, really cheap or free on the PS.
It's only been out a little while.
A year or so. But their Game Pass is a bit different, as you know. So. Yeah. I'm going to stop playing Far Cry 6. I'm not enjoying it. I played it enough to review it, but I am going to continue Dying Light 2 because I am really enjoying that. So
nice. Yeah. It's only the UV and light and the monsters that put me off it, really, and the parkour I'm not really into.
That's pretty much the game, mate. So that's not really worth it.
Right, let's move on. Go on.
I just want to say something real quick. I just thought of something, a summary of that game. That game is summarized in, you're a murderous maniac who's eating mushrooms every single day, all the time, and trying to kill people.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Well, jumping from building to building like Jason Bourne or Tom Cruise.
Sorry, Nick, go on. That's just my summary of it.
Fair enough. It's all good.
Have you been on the buddy UV mushrooms, pal?
Anyway. I think he has, yeah. Treat him like a mushroom, keep
Star
him in the dark and shooting
again,
him twice a week.
Star Citizen.
No.
Yeah, so this is just a quick update. My friend Sam, actually, Smad, as you don't know him, or whatever his name is now. I don't know. He's got so many names, man. Basically, just updated me. Star Citizen 3.20 is in the PTU now, which means it should be up for release soon. And it's quite funny because they've brought out some new stuff. Like, there's the thing called a whole C. Now, you get a whole A and a whole, I don't know if it's a whole B, a whole C. And what it is, it's a transport ship. Trev, I don't know how you haven't got into Star Citizen being...
What do you mean a whole B and a whole C? It sounds like bloody Countdown with Carol Vorderman. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I was going to say something else then, but I held myself
back. No, don't.
I held myself back. This is what happens in my world of Nick. So in my family, when we're out and out, I now have to... In my mind, I have crazy thoughts and I want to do something. And I look at Ellen.
Stop.
I look at Ellen and she'll go, no, don't do it. And I'll be like, all right. And then I stop. I go... I was going to do something really stupid then, but I won't.
That's why we like it.
This is daily. But yeah, so what it is, like I was about to say, Trev, you love space games and space and programs. Why have you not got into Star Citizen?
I don't actually. I know you might assume that because I like science fiction and Star Trek and all that stuff. I'm a Star Trek fan, as everyone knows, and the biggest Star Trek game is Star Trek Online, and ask Gray. Gray and I are similar in this. That game is dog shit. In fact, dog shit is better than that game. It's just garbage. So I get really put off with space games. They're very, very hard to pull off. Your game, Star Citizen, does look brilliant. It's the most beautifully looking space game I've seen.
It's the most realistic to life, I would think, would be.
I don't like the model, mate, as you know. So,
So what if one day I bought you the base ship?
Oh, don't do that. I feel guilty, man.
And then you'd have to play it. You'd be addicted.
Don't do that.
It's a big learning curve, though. It's a big, big learning curve. But you haven't been on Elite Dangerous or anything.
No, I tried Elite Dangerous briefly. I tried Elite Dangerous. The mistake I made was I was trying to learn to fly with a keyboard and mouse. And then everyone was like, no, you use a controller for that. I was like, right, got you.
Did I use a controller? I can't remember what I used.
I think most people do, because it's really difficult.
Yeah, I did use a controller. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so...
But on Star Citizen, it's done with mouse, and it's done with... Wherever you move your mouse across the screen, your ship will go that direction faster, so you can...
I prefer that.
That's a lot easier to do. But yeah, so in the game, what's different with Elite Dangerous Star Citizen is in Star Citizen, you can see every section of your ship is in real time and real space. So if outside your ship looks like it's 500 feet long, there'll be rooms filling 500 feet inside. The ship's a free full 3D model of everything. There's no wasted space in it. So if your ship can fit 500 boxes in it, then you can have 500 cargo in it. And that's the way it sort of goes. Now, the whole sea, I haven't been on the game for quite a bit of time, for months, so I've sort of forgotten a lot about it. But like the whole A, I believe, or one of them, is a little ship. And what it is, it's the first cargo ship. It holds 60 cargo. But what happens is, it looks like a bit like Starbug from Red Dwarf. It's like a little round front, and then it's just a metal bar that comes out the back. And then when you go and pick up your cargo, this bar unfolds, and it takes like shipping crates, and they mount onto the side of it. It can hold 60 of them. So now they're bringing in this new one. I don't know what the size of the cargo is, but it's something like 20,000. It's massive.
Can I ask you a question about that? The ships in that game, compared to what you know very little of the ships in Starfield, what do you think is looking better in terms of what you can do with it, customization, where you can take it?
So the thing with Star Citizen, everything's been made to be realistic. It's all to be realistic. And a lot of stuff doesn't work properly yet because it's still being built and they're doing little bits at a time. And it's a very slow process to do such mechanics. And it's all multiplayer and stuff like that. But that said, Starfield does look crazy. I've seen people making Millennium Falcons and all sorts.
So I just saw that comment from Lord. Apologies. But, no Turkish Trevi said.
Yeah. But so the thing about this is they're bringing out a whole sea, which is going to be the biggest trading ship. At the moment, the biggest trading ship holds about 690 cargo, which you can do cargo runs. So when they bring in one that does like 20 grand or 50 grand or 100 grand or whatever, how is it going to happen? No one knows whether you're going to have to fly your ship to the area on the planet, because you can't land on the planet because it's too heavy. The engines won't be able to hold it up. So I think what you have to do, this is all just speculation, is fly it just outside the planet, and then people will have to load the ship. then they fly it to the other place and they have to unload it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's like a group. Because the thing about Star Citizen is they want it so you can only ever make something like 2 million in 2 days or something like that is. And like, yeah, so it's like they keep it leveled out very, very well. So the game, doesn't matter what you do, you're never going to be able to get rich quick. It's all about playing over time and enjoying.
Starfield's a bit slightly more arcadey from what I know, which isn't a lot, which is not a bad thing. It's slightly more arcadey. It won't be as in depth, but it won't be No Man's Sky's level of arcadey. It'll be somewhere in the middle.
So. Yeah, but GR502 just said it seems like you can fly the ships in Starfield. You can't fly them that much.
You can, but when you go from space to the planet on Star Citizen, you can literally go in and land.
Yeah,
but in Starfield, you'll have a cutscene. Which is not a game changer for me, but it's a bit of shit. I would like the option of doing that, but it's fine. It's fine. As long as it's good and it's fun.
But so that's one of the updates is that they're bringing these massive cargo ships in, which is going to be a whole new trade for people to try out. And as a group, it's a good group situation. One flies the big ship. Two people have to have fighters to stop it getting robbed because you can rob everybody. And then like you'll have people doing the trading, going buying and selling. It also says that they're going to be bringing in this automated cargo transfer. I don't know how that's going to work. It could be that it's like it says, automated cargo transfer. It might be over a certain amount of time. So you can do 20,000 crates, but you have to leave your ship there for a day. Do you know? Or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all very exciting. And apart from that, it's just bug fixes. But I just wanted to get it out there because if 320 is about to come out, I'm sure there'll be a few of us jumping back in. I just feel a little bit like with Star Citizen, I've done everything that there is to do at the moment and it's just becoming a bit repetitive. I'm being honest. If Elite Dangerous opened up the black for people to go out into space and do whatever, I think I probably would go back at this point. Because
never say never. You put too much time into it for you never to play it again.
But as it is, with this whole storyline on the Fargoids and all that, I'm worried that, like, do you know what? EVE Online is still going. Even though it's meant to have died 10 years ago.
That's a classic.
Elite Dangerous seems to be feeling like it's getting into that area of death. Can imagine if they brought out Elite Dangerous 2?
Do you get like DLCs for Elite Dangerous and in-game purchases to keep the money going for them?
Not DLCs.
You get that in Rust a lot, mate. They bring out updates for like building skins. They're bringing out that you can have like a brick facade or you can have metal shipping container on your building, or they'll bring out different cosmetic outfits and not pay to win.
They do have this,
and that's how they keep money going.
So, yeah, that's how they do this. I've always said, if it's not the like engine in the game's not full up and they can't do more to it, if it's down to money, I've always said what they should do is just make it a sub. £10 a month, open up the black. Let us all do our thing.
Very hard to pull that off, mate. Very few games do that.
If you know the game and you know the hardcore fans that are in that game, everybody just wants to go out into the black, get their own space and start their own community out there, yeah? Because it does feel very realistic. It feels like Star Trek where you go out to a mining area and it does feel like that.
They'd have to give you all the DLCs for free, mate. They can't do
There aren't no DLCs.
They can't do a World of Wankers. I mean, sorry, World of Warcraft, and actually charge a sub every month. And on top of that, you have to then pay for the DLC. That was always
because the DLCs are up. Then I don't think they are. I can't remember. I can't remember, to be fair. But either way, I just wanted to say that Star Citizen's out with the. It's coming out soon. It's in the PTU, which is the test server. So it means soon it will come to release. Right. Okay. Ross, I believe you went on an outing and you want to talk about your outing. How did your trip go?
Yeah.
And
so,
Central.
Yeah, I went to Endpoint, the UK's hub for esports. Absolutely amazing place. They have a HQ that they're setting up for boot camps, YouTubers, and different things that you can rent out
in
rooms
Sheffield.
In. Yeah, Sheffield. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, I knew you weren't going to say it. I could see you was coming to the end.
I was just like, where is it again? I was trying to think in my head. Thank you, Nick. I went around the facility, just filming, as you do, with my phone and my gimbal.
Can I explain it?
No.
Can I just explain this bit? Because it's going to be so much more fun when I explain it.
No, Nick, I know what you're doing. No. I get to say this.
You explain the funny bit.
You can say your point on it, but basically, I was walking up the stairs trying to get a good shot. I didn't realize how many stairs it was, and I fell over. And
it was so much better if I said it, wouldn't it? It would have been so much better.
All right, Nick, go ahead then. You go ahead.
You landed on your feet like a cat, man.
Yo, Zombie Tico, he's raiding with four people, man. Cheers, dude. I hope you're all right, man. Let me know if you want to go to Insomnia, dude. Let me know.
Come, mate. Come. Yeah, don't want to put up with him myself.
Yeah, it'd be good to have you, man. It'd be good to have you at Insomnia with us, man. I got space. I got you a ticket if you want one. Let me know, dude. Right. Happened was he went up to see Endpoint. And a good friend of mine, Pete, he runs Endpoint as a partnership. And basically, Ross went up there. And because basically, he's got all this stuff going on, like Ross said. And Ross was doing an interview with his camera. You know, like, have you ever been out with Ross? If any of you have been out with Ross and seen him when he's got his camera out, he literally walks around with all his filming gear. And he's just everywhere in your face, like, all over the place. And, like I'm just walking down the street innocently, talking crap like I normally do. And he's recording all of it. And then, just to make it worse, his bloody YouTube videos pop up. And then it's me talking for the first 5 minutes of the video. And I'm like, what am I doing on there? And I'm like, Ross, stop recording me. Anyway, it came back to bite him in the ass because he was actually following Pete around Endpoint's offices, going all to these different places. And then as he's going around, he's doing like a voiceover. This is this, and this is the wall where everybody writes on, and this is the streaming room. He says, "Oh right, and then we're gonna go upstairs now, and we're gonna look upstairs." And he's got this camera rolling, and you see Pete walking in front, going upstairs. All of a sudden, he catches his foot on the stairs. He literally rolls over, rolls across the floor, and then you just see on the camera, Pete turn around, look at him, and say, "You all right, mate? What are you doing?"
The camera was steady. The camera was steady.
He thought it was a beer.
I recovered real well. Like, after that, I did a full 30-minute interview, you know, went around the facilities a bit more, met the crew.
You should have. You should do a clip, a YouTube clip, for shorts. Walking up the stairs, and then as you fall over, it'll be, "It was at this point he realized." And then as it says that, you look at Pete and you zoom in on his face, and he's like,
"Eh?"
It's hilarious.
If you guys want to watch that short, you can head over to Ross Light Shorts on youtube.com.
You'll never guess it's at Ross Light.
Yeah, no, Ross Light Shorts, you want to look up. It's a channel that I've been doing some experimenting with. Also, you can check over on my TikTok. That short is over there as well, underneath Ross Light. All the good social medias. I have actually put out that clip, but not with that edit. So it'll be interesting to see what you guys will do with that clip. You are free to download it, stitch it, and do whatever you want with it.
Oh, yes.
TR502 in the chat just reminded me of something. So Zombie and Lord are talking about insomnia and stuff like that. And the GR502 is like, "Just keep him away from the apple juice." Do you know what happened last time, Trev?
He got high in apple juice.
So we all got pissed. So every pint that we drank, he got a pint of pure apple juice.
Yeah,
oh my
nice.
God. And your pee must have been stinking.
Listen, he drank about 8 or 9 pints of it in the space of like 5 hours. And then in the middle of the night, he was wrecked. He said he literally broke the toilet.
Diabetes.
No, I got up for a poo, and it was not. It was like I got up, went to sit on the toilet, and
that was
like,
a mess.
It wasn't like messy or anything. It was a solid poo, but it just kept coming, and I was just like,
"Why do you think that is? It's a mild laxative if you have too much any fruit juice, mate. No wonder."
It was a bad time.
Thing was,
I'm not gonna lie.
I even stopped him after the second pint, and I was like, "Look, dude, like." Yeah, I might be drinking like big glasses of vodka here, but literally you're drinking like pure apple juice. You need to stop. "Now I'll be fine. I said, "Man, I'm glad I ain't in with you tonight."
No, exactly, man.
We got a bit off topic. So Endpoint was fantastic. Got to talk to Pete about all the cool stuff over there. Got to see all the facilities and all that good stuff. Go and check out on my YouTube on Ross Light. If you want to see the full interview and the full tour of the facility, it was absolutely amazing and it's definitely worth a watch.
Oh, man. Go for it. Go and check him out. I see his videos all the time. I have to pan through the whole video and see if I'm in it anywhere. Any random nicks popping up.
And you've got... You've got an Xbox bastion of Saints Row as well, mate. remember?
Yeah. I wouldn't even give Saint Rose to my worst enemy. It's that bad.
Really?
So, yeah. Not the old Saint Rose.
The old one weren't that good either, was it? It was like buying Grand Theft Auto on Wish.
No.
Yeah.
the old one was a lot better than this. Like, the old one comparison is like God tier, and this is like in the ground, underneath like the mantle of the earth, in the lava.
Is it that bad?
It's so bad. So, what they did is, the graphics are worse than the old games from the 360 series. So, I don't know what they did, but the game's glitchy as hell. They basically used the Fallout engine and just reskinned it to Saints Row, and they repurposed some easy tools. So basically, they got Fortnite and was like, oh yeah, we'll just put this into Saints Row. Got the same cars, so the cars are terrible, the guns are generic, the characters aren't very interesting. Yes, they have a character maker there. The storyline isn't really good at all.
Did you pay for this game?
Yeah, I paid 30 quid for this game.
What?
Which is even more of a kick in the bollocks.
Where did you buy it?
I bought it a game. And I was just like, oh, new Saints Row.
Well, you actually bought the game in a physical copy.
When?
Yeah, I got it like a couple months ago.
Okay.
But I didn't play it till recently because I left it on
what
the side
made you
to play
it?
It.
What did you want to buy it for?
Because I like Saints Row. I like Saints Row the game. Like, I played 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I loved it because you could walk around with a dildo bat. It was amazing.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Just want to say congratulations quickly whilst you was quiet for a second. Zombie Tico, man. You are going and do your master's degree in game development, man. Fair play to
Hell
you, dude.
Yeah.
Make us a good Zombie game. Fans? Get in Star Citizen and sort it out for us.
Yeah, don't make a shit game, please, mate. Don't make a shit game because we'll piss on you.
Do you remember when I was going to get that RPG maker and I was going to make Extreme PC UK the game and it was going to be like the Stranger Things game? I actually tried to do it, but it was really crap.
It's just too difficult, man. It's not worth it.
No, it's difficult. It's just crap.
Okay.
Making any game.
I had a map
difficult.
With a pathway, and it was like you walk over there and say hi there, and I go, hi, I'm Extreme PC UK. That was it.
Talking about making games, you can actually get ChatGPT to make you a simple version of a game where you can make a jump platformer, and there's different code bases you can look into.
Wow.
I've actually created a couple simple games where.
He's literally not breathing.
Sorry, I do apologize. I do this a lot where I don't breathe whilst I'm talking. I have very big lungs, and this is why.
We saw them before the stream.
I have my titties out for those who don't know. I have very big areoli.
Areoli? Doesn't that mean
areoli.
He's only got one?
Areolas.
Doesn't that?
Yeah, we got Lola.
He's got a Larry Lola.
I got a Larry Lola with a Harry Cover.
I love it. I do love it when someone, you're having a conversation with someone, they don't know what the actual word they're trying to say is, so they go, Lola.
Tommy. Oh, brilliant, man. That's it.
He's got just the one. He's all left-sided.
Indeed. All the left side, this right side. All gone.
Yeah, GR502 says, do you think Star Citizen will release before Zombie Tico graduates?
Mm, oh, that's... No. Don't put him on the spot. I can't answer that.
No. So Star Citizen is a terrible game, and I've always took this stance, because it's just unreleased trash.
Oh, my God. I can't believe... He's the geezer that just got mugged off for Saints Row for 35 quid.
So you're not getting a ticket next week, mate.
Yeah, he's out. Sack him. Get him out of here. You need to do it if you need one of them old-fashioned hooks and then it comes in off the side and then just gets him around the neck and rips him out. Right, let's move on. We've had enough of Ross and his crappy Saints Row. Trev,
wouldn't recommend it.
We're in your news corner, apparently.
What do you mean, apparently? It's been around for weeks. Where have you been?
Trev's news corner.
You've
changed, because it was before it was Trev's turkey corner.
No, that was Gray taking the piss and trying to wake me
gobble.
Up.
Yeah, but it's funny because earlier on, when someone in the chat went, is it Turkey Trev? I was like, he ain't had his teeth done.
No, Turkey's Trev because of my. That's what I'm going to get to my deals.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But most people go to Turkey to get their teeth whitened, don't they? And so when you went as Turkey Trev, I went, what has he had his teeth done?
Oh, that's a good point. So I could do. Can I do this then? Trev's Turkish Corner. There you go. That's better. Anyway,
I want a kebab now.
Ross was talking about Saints Row, right? And I chuckled at this before the stream started because Sony have went and taken the piss massively. They've got a Game Pass, as we know. It's not as good as Microsoft's. They don't bring out their Horizons and their Days Gone on day one. They wait a year or so, which is fine, whatever. Their prices were cheaper. You know what they're doing now, man?
Do people generally still like PlayStation? I've never been a PlayStation guy, you see.
I was an Xbox man for the longest time until I could play the Xbox games on PC, and Xbox One was absolutely garbage. One of the worst consoles I've ever used in my life. And they made me change. I see the looks from you, mate. It was trash. Mm-hmm. The PS4 pissed all over it. It won. It won the console wars by 2-1. So, yes.
You do have to realise something here, though. Trev, there's a very important factor to take in with him. He just makes up what he believes. He doesn't actually get the facts.
No, Xbox was pound to pound the better console because
you literally just said that Star Citizen was crap.
Yeah, it is. Come on, fight me, Nick. Insult me. We'll get in a fight about it. Let's go.
I'll kick you on your areolae.
Listen, I used to be the guy that was Xbox. I loved Xbox. I've actually ordered an Xbox 360. I don't know if you saw that in the gaming chat.
Did you?
I
ordered Why 360? Online.
Yes, because there's a few games that are not available in backwards compatibility.
What? You should have told me I've got one here, because Ross gave it to me last week.
Oh, for too late, I bought it.
And he gave me two PlayStation 3s.
No, the reason I got it is because there are some games that are not available in back compat, and they are Simpsons Road Rage and Simpsons Hit and Run, and Need for Speed Underground 2. You can't get it. I was considered getting an Xbox Series X so I could do backwards compatibility. That's the only use I would have from it, but I decided not to do that.
Hold on. Lord just put a comment in and said, you've seen more turkey than Bernard Matthews.
Well, I'm going to go into that. Okay, it gets better.
Simpsons Road Rage is like
PlayStation Pass brought out their, they came out about a year ago. They're ramping their prices up by as much as 35%. They're almost as expensive as Microsoft Game Pass without the same value, right? Wait for this. The prices are absolutely ridiculous. It's going to go from the three tiers. The bottom tier, £50 to £60. That's not too bad.
Well, that's the bottom tier.
That's the bottom tier. A year, mate. For the pass. The pass, it's a Game Pass, yeah?
Like all right, Microsoft. How much is Xbox? I don't even know.
Are we doing it per year or month? I'm just going to do it by year. I don't know. It's close. The new prices are close to this one. The middle tier would normally cost you £84 for a whole year. It's gone up to £100. And the top tier, which is PS1, 2, 3, 4 games, was £100. It's gone up to £120. But the Americans are getting done. They're going up by 35%. They're upping it massively. And do you know what they've done to soften the blow? You think they would give you a good game for PlayStation for September? You know, you get two free games or three free games every month. Do you know what one of the games they decided to give you for September, Ross? Can you guess?
Saints Row.
Yes. All bad news. Price hikes.
Yeah, but I've got a shit game. You got me worried though now because Ross said the Saints Row is really bad. But then he said Star Citizen's really bad. So is he just bad at reviewing games?
No, right, he's played Saints Row. He hasn't played Starfield, so he knows nothing.
Star Citizen.
Oh, see, right. Okay, yeah. Star Citizen isn't bad. Star Shop.
Zombie Tico says, if you have a smart TV now, you don't need a console anymore. It's not really true because this crap. The services never work very well.
Ping's never good enough, mate. If you're a serious gamer, that's for a casual gamer. It's not for a serious gamer like us.
Serious gamer.
So, Turkish Trev knew that the prices were going up on September the 3rd, and Turkish Trev last year, this is going to stick this name, I'm going to have to change my username actually, that's a good point. Turkish Trev last year bought 5 years of PlayStation Plus at really cheap prices so that this would never happen again. 1 year's gone, so I want to top it back up to 5 years. I went online, and the top service is £100 a year currently. I paid £13 for 1 year.
It's almost like your life revolves around getting freebies.
No, that's not free. It's almost free.
Exactly. That's how tight it is, people.
See, right, okay, am I tight? So, okay, I'm going to pay £100 instead of 13. That's not tight. That's just, I don't like being ripped off and shafted.
Yeah,
by
coming from the guy that's got six of us in the house and was paying Xbox for everyone individually and didn't even know who it was.
I told you there was a legit way to get Xbox Game Pass cheaper before they change it. You turn your gold, Xbox Gold.
Yeah, I didn't have time for all that, man. Do you know what?
I paid £100 for a year when it's normally £300 a year.
Yeah, well, I bought that Xbox downstairs, the X, so we had a console in the front room. And it came with like some family thing or whatever. I didn't even look at it. I just got it. And then I realized that I'm paying for Xbox Game Pass on 5 PCs individually in my house. And I don't even know the logins for 3 of them. So I had to go and try. And it took me ages to try and get rid of them all. And then I put them all onto the one. And then I didn't realize that they can only play it on their Xbox. They can't play it on their own PCs.
Yeah, so that does suck. You should have used my scheme. My scheme was better.
You just confused me, man.
What I done is you can do it for up to 3 years. You can backdate it for three years. What you do is you find CD keys. You find 3 month. No, you get a 6 month gold pass, and you do that 6 times. You convert it then into ultimate. It's legit. It's not.
Can anyone in the chat? Can anyone say it if they've done this, or is it just it's just Turkey Trev? He went and changed all them goalposts just to get this for years.
That is legit, though. So, Nick, instead of £300 for 3 years, I'm paid £100 for 3 years.
You've done so much GPs that I've lost track.
It's a lot of money. And I'm actually, part of the reason I play the PlayStation a lot is because not only have I got these cheap Game Pass,
How can you explain to me what he's done?
He's basically got Game Pass for...
Gold, Xbox Gold. 3 years.
Yes.
Yeah, why is that a bad thing?
No, because he's got Game Pass for 3 years.
Yeah.
Five years.
Are you sad about that?
I don't know why
it's
so complicated.
It's because
I was just catching Ross out because I know he wasn't even listening to you.
I was listening. I was just confused about why it's such a big deal. I'm just like...
No, it's not really. We just take the piss because I'm tight in that respect.
I do think, Trev, I think you're on your own here, though. I think you're the only person that does this.
People can't be bothered, but I'm not minted either, mate. So,
what do you think we are?
I play the PlayStation a bit is because, see outside the games that cost, that are not part of the pass, boys, a lot of the games, not all of them, a lot of the games, like the PlayStation first party games, they are cheaper. So, for example, the DLC that will come out for, what's it called? The new one for Destiny 2, the Last Shadow or something, it's coming out in February. That would cost £40. It's £17 on the PlayStation because it's in the Turkey store.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I think that these game passes are really helping out the indie developer. Because if you think about it, you used to go on Steam, and if you had, say this month, you got paid this week and you wanted to buy a game, and you had a budget to buy a game. You'd go on Steam, you'd buy the latest game because there was no passes to get it for blah, blah, blah. So you'd save up for the big AAA game, you'd buy it, wouldn't you? But now, people are paying £10 a month or whatever it is, and you've now got your money. All the big games are on the game passes. So now you're putting more money. I find myself putting more money into indie games on Steam.
Which is not a bad thing.
I love indie games.
I'm glad you brought it up. I've got a recommendation for you, Nick. You're going to love this game. We're talking about indie developers getting... This is the first time this has ever happened. Microsoft for their Game Pass and PlayStation for their Game Pass both gave this game a big fat check to go on the game server from today, both of them, and it's called Sea of Stars. Sea of Stars modernizes the classic RPG in terms of turn-based combat, story and exploration. It looks like Stardew Valley, but better, mate. And it's free on the Game Pass now, Nick. So you need to play that so you can review it in 2 weeks.
What's it called, say that again?
Sea of Stars. Check it in your Xbox Game Pass.
I think I've actually seen this already.
Kick Bastards.
Good indie game.
I'm having a look as we speak.
Is that a game? Kick Bastards.
It's a fun indie game. And you can go and check it out now. I think it's still in beta.
Ross, I've got a question for you. Stray, the cat game that you and I played, do you consider that indie? It is indie, but it's high-level indie.
It's technically. Yeah,
it's simple enough
to be indie. I'll say yes, it is 100%.
But it looked really good.
It looked good in places. There were things that are a bit off of it.
Oh, come on, man. Closer.
No, but here's what I'm saying. It was very, very good for what it was. It was absolutely amazing. It's like a top tier indie.
I loved it, mate. I loved it.
It so didn't good. Have the right polish for being no. like a triple A.
But it's thing is, right, Nick, that game there that I told you about, Sea of Stars, it's got a fat check from Microsoft, fat check from Sony, and, wait for this, on pre-order, it sold 100,000 copies. 100,000 for a developer, and small developer, is huge. That's outside the game passes. That is a massive game, and I think you'll enjoy that. So review it, man, and let me know. It's not my cup of tea. But
what, the Sea of Stars you're talking about?
Yeah, I think you'll love that,
mate. Yeah, I just
looked
it up. It looks very much like Zelda, Link to the Past.
It's like Zelda meets Stardew Valley.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to check it out. But it's. Do you know what? It's bad timing for it to go on there. Because it's only come out in the last couple of days. No one's going to play it because they're all going to be playing Starfield.
I know. But it'll be there for a while, man. So when people are starting to get a bit fed up. Anyway, so I know I don't want to take up loads and loads of time with like news and stuff. The other cool thing was finally the Nintendo Switch is overtaking the Wii for the most consoles ever sold, which makes it the second most or the biggest selling console of all time. I think it's behind the PS2 still, but it's probably going to overtake that. It's one of, if not the biggest selling games console of all time, and it's still got another year before the new one comes out, which I think is amazing. And then just to tell you about some cool games that are coming out on like the various passes and stuff. Saints Row isn't one of them. That shit, stay away from that.
Or is that just his review?
But that as well. The Amazon Prime games. You all get Amazon Prime gaming. I like football games sometimes. Football Manager 2023 is going to be free next month.
Worst thing about that game is it takes you 3 days to get into the first game.
You can play a shorter version of it.
Yeah,
not
but
who
wants to play the short version?
But I mean, it's free, man. That's only been out, what?
I don't even
seven,
know any footballers.
You know nothing. I used to be a Fulham fan. Sorry, tell
used
us.
To be a Fulham fan. I used to be a season ticket holder. I couldn't even tell
I
you
never
the England
football.
Team now.
Never liked it.
You're a glory hunter.
glory hunter. I support Fulham.
No. You just watched like England and when they're playing the World Cup and the Euros and stuff.
That's I like boxing more.
There is two free games available on Prime Gaming that you can get just now that are amazing. Quake 4, classic.
Who turned into that
free.
Dude? What's that money dude on TV?
Oh, I know him.
I bet you do know him. I bet he's... I reckon he's your parent.
I'm trying to save people money. Try to say Mark something. Yeah, you're right, mate. Quake 4 and Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2. They're two big games, man. People should really get into them. And another big game.
Just quickly, Zombie, I put a question in the chat just now for us.
Go ahead.
He said, can you free help out with a new game coming out where you work as a team to get rid of aliens invading a planet? It's a new game. Does anyone know the name of it?
Aliens invading a planet.
Oh, is it like D&D-ish where it's like you use magic or...
D&D-ish?
Oh, wait.
You're thinking of Baldur's Gate 3, mate. It's not that.
No, it's based off a movie.
Is it now?
It's a first person shooter.
Yeah, District 9. It's based off District 9, if I remember.
There's a game, District 9.
I love that movie. That is
no way.
Yeah, it's coming out. I can't remember. I seen it the other day.
Have you seen that film, Trev?
I've seen. Yeah, it's fun. It's my top 10 or 20 movies all the time.
I was going to say, I'm waiting to say no.
No, it's fantastic.
Film
there was a second
is
one.
So out there and so different to everything else you see.
Have you seen District 10 or whatever the second one
no,
was?
No, is there another one?
Yes.
Is it any good?
Is the second one?
It's good, but it's not as good as the
Does
first.
Does it follow it on was... from the first?
Yeah.
Really?
Not directly, but similar. Yeah, it is similar to it, yeah. It's what happens later on. So,
when did it come out?
Oh, God, I don't know. A couple of years ago? District... 9 sequel. When
how did I not know about this?
It says back in 2021 he's working on a screenplay for District 10. It's not came out.
I'm thinking of another movie then.
Yeah, District 9 doesn't have any sequel.
It was the one with it was at Matt Damon, very similar to District 9 in terms of the story.
Don't know.
Like the rich people live up in space and all the scum live on the planet, and it's how you get up there to the big ring station. So
there is no District 10. You lied to us. There's no District 10.
I got it wrong. I didn't lie to you.
There is District 10 being worked on.
You got us all excited for no reason. I was like,
It's not been worked on right now. Nothing's getting worked on.
Listeners that are panicking right now because they haven't seen District 10. Everybody on the chat is confused. I'm confused. Ross is always confused.
Nick, the director's called Neil Blomkamp, right? He's the man that made the movie. He also made Elysium, which is the movie I just described a moment ago. That's where I got mixed up. It's the same director, similar kind of idea. And Chappie, he made Chappie in 2015. Chappie's brilliant. Remember that?
The robot, I did like Chappie. That was really good.
GGR here.
Chappie is all right. There's a couple points I wanted to point out about it that I didn't like, but... I'm
with
not
what?
Much about that. Chappie is a good movie, but there's a lot in it that I don't like.
We've had enough of what you don't like. Skip
it. It's fun. It's fun to watch.
I liked it. Zombies like game name. We don't know. We're useless, and we're meant to be a podcast, but we just talk crap. To be fair,
that's part of the charm, man. That's Trev's Turkish corner finished. There's nothing else for that. Just now, so.
Right. Well, let's move on then. Let's move on. I've got something to talk about. So, as you all know, I've been playing Half-Life Alyx for ages now. I'm still playing it. It's really enjoyable. I really, really... If there was another game that came out which was built for VR like Half-Life Alyx is, I would definitely play it. I'd definitely be in because it's just an experience. But the thing I wanted to talk about is obviously with the VR, you used to get like motion sickness, didn't you? And then they made it fast enough that you don't get it anymore.
Yeah.
Playing Half-Life Alyx for a long period of time over like days, me, my kids, my missus, I had a couple of other people as well. My cousins come round and they sat and played it for a day and then they had a go. It's like almost like not motion sickness, but I noticed that you get this very, very weird, rundown sort of sicky feeling. It's not motion sickness, but that you feel ill, drained, and like, I don't know, it's a bit like, makes you feel like, I don't know how to explain it. Do any of you get this? Because everyone I know that I've put into this in this game, they love it while they're in there. They get no motion sickness while they're in there. But when they come out of the VR... and it's about half an hour later, then they start getting a bit ill.
That's delayed motion sickness. You can get used to an environment whilst you're in it, but when you get into an environment that's not like that environment, you start getting motion sick from the normal world. It happens like sailors can get land sick because they've been on the sea for that long.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And when they come back onto land, they feel like wobbly.
They keep walking all like that.
They're so wobbly, yeah.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Crab rave.
Yeah. I love crab rave. I was out the other day. We was around someone's house. We was putting random tunes on. And my kids were like, put a crab rave on. There's loads of variations of it.
People use it all the time for testing because there's no monetization or anything behind it. So,
Right. GR502 says, the feeling's like a hangover. That is exactly what it feels like. And the thing is, it's sort of putting me off the VR a little bit. Like,
you get seasick, though, because I don't get seasick at all.
I don't get motion sick. I don't get anything like that. But this sort of gives me like a bit like a hangovery headache. Very mild, but... over a long period of time. So I'll go on there, say, for a couple of hours, and then for the rest of the night, for the next 4 or 5 hours before I go to bed, I feel a bit like, ooh, I feel really shitty. You know, like groggy. And it's sort of putting me off playing the game a little bit. I wondered if anybody else has it.
Just play it for short periods at a time, and 2 hours max, and then come off, and then back to it later.
You've got old system, though. You've got a very old system. It's one of the original... You've got, like, the original Quest.
No, haven't I?
Yeah, you've got the Rift, which is connected to PC. I think it's limited to 60 frames, I think.
I've got the one with the sensors on the front.
Yeah, it's the one that plugs into your PC, right?
They all plug into your PC, don't they?
No, the Quest 2 standalone, as you can see, I can play this is. Or I can plug it into the PC and have it through a connection link. A lot of different quests. This can go up to...
Is that the Elite Strap?
Yeah, I've got the Elite Strap with it as well. Nice. I've also got a limited edition sticker on there that you can't really buy anywhere else.
Oh, just one second.
Made.
Fancy.
Well, Snick's gone. Let's slate him. So Starfield, absolutely terrible, as I said.
Goodness, he's a little shit, isn't he?
We all love. Yeah. Anyway, Nick is terrible. I mean, hey Nick, how are you? He's gone. Okay, good. He's terrible. I mean, Nick is amazing. We all love him.
No lie, I ran over to open my window, and the earphone of my earphone fell off, and now I can't hear you very well.
Don't buy cheap earphones then.
It wasn't cheap. This cost me £1, you know.
Oh, God.
I always wonder, why do you use
How can you say that?
£1, very, very nice.
I would have got it from Turkey, but they wanted shipping.
I would have got you a good deal for 50p off.
Nick, why do you use such cheap headphones when you've got amazing ones?
Why do you think?
I don't know.
You've got the same headphones as me, man.
Yeah, but why do you think I'm using these?
These are wireless. Know.
Look,
they're
why?
Not. Oh, because of the color. Really?
Because they're pink.
Really? They're pink.
I'll get you some pink headphones for Christmas then. Some proper good ones.
I can't hear you very well because I don't know where the end of my headphones gone.
It's a shame. It's a shame because you were going to continue talking about more Half-Life Alyx stuff. Should be on PlayStation. If PlayStation are smart, Sony, they will be the first console to give money to Valve to make it a console exclusive. That would be a winner because they are struggling to sell their VR2 headsets massively. You know why?
Because
their VR headset costs more than the bloody console. It's not the same. It costs more than the console by £60, £50. Nuts.
And when you can get a Quest 2 that does everything the console
The PSVR2 is premium, mate. It's better than the Quest 2. I've tried both of them. Trust me.
Price to performance?
No, I'm not talking about price. I'm just talking about how good they are. I agree with you.
Price to performance, but if you want something for a similar price, you get Valve.
Yeah. And that's standalone.
But if you want something, and let's say you've already got a good PC, you go for Valve. You don't go for the PlayStation VR because there's literally no point.
The Valve Index, including light stations, is £909, mate. The VR2 is £530, so it's priced probably. It's all in one system.
That's a PlayStation and a PlayStation 2 VR both together, which is equivalent to if you just want to get VR.
True. If you add them both together, yeah, but then you need a gaming PC on top of your Index, so your argument's not valid.
I'm not sure about that.
I'm just going to go round in circles.
I'll fight you on Wednesday about it, man. You get those areolas out. We'll have an areola off.
You will lose.
Don't, I've got some pictures going on in my mind.
I will lose that one.
Don't worry,
man.
Boys, I'll bring the oil.
Yeah.
Oh, good God.
I've got the moisturizer here.
Oh.
GR502 says, didn't Apple release a ridiculous expensive VR set? Yeah, they did, but it was ridiculously priced.
It's not out yet. It's £3,000 and it'll be out next year some point. What did they call that? What did they call it? Apple VR. It's got a fancy name and it looks weird. It's got like robot eyes that come through. Your eyes can come through because the glass goes clear. And if someone comes up and talks to you, your eyes just appear out of the blue. So someone that's speaking to you will just shit themselves. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's not a good idea.
For VR games, it's not made for that. It's made for virtual reality experiences and
movies and desktop.
Yeah,
not so much games.
The screens they've got are like the top of the top. Like, it's ridiculously overpriced. It's ridiculously overpriced, but the Vision Pro itself is made for them people who don't care.
It does look stunning, mate. See, when I watched the video of it, I must admit, I would never buy it, but it's the best for tracking I've seen without external cameras. Like, you can do this with your fingers and tap things and pull windows, and it was bang on. That's why they've spent so much time and money on that.
It's more the OLED displays inside the actual headset. I would say the technology in there for them to get that much
super high
density. Yeah, it's so it's ridiculous. It's like the best of the best.
Resolution is really high.
And the reason why normal VR companies don't do that because
too expensive.
You'd be paying $3,500.
Look at the what was the fancier version of the Quest 2, the Quest Pro. That is like over a grand, mate. So it's really expensive.
£550 right now.
What? Is it dropped that much?
It's dropped, but people still aren't buying it. It was like recently. Let me see.
It was the Quest Pro, wasn't it? Quest Pro. But then the Quest 3 is coming out soon. Ross, yeah, they announced that.
Yeah, the Quest Pro will still be on par with the Quest 3. Might actually be tiny bit better. But the Quest 3 that's coming out is actually quite... It looks amazing. And we've got some reveals on that.
Oh, I see it on eBay for £570. The Quest Pro VR. Meta Quest Pro.
If you want to buy it outright right now, I'm seeing the cheapest for like box new from a company is £750. But yeah, I've seen it going from £500 to £600 online.
It's good though. It looks good.
It's amazing if you can get it. Nick, can you hear us now?
No, I can't. I can hear you. I can hear you, but not clearly. I don't know where my earphone's gone. How far can an earphone go, man? I've looked everywhere.
It can go far. It could have bounced anywhere on your floor.
Yeah, man, bouncy, I've lost it in my body before between my rolls. Either way.
I think that's everything, mate. Unless...
GR5 says, I get a headache if I'm wearing my ordinary glasses if they're too heavy. I can't imagine I'll ever be able to use the VR. I find it really hard trying to get in the VR, cleaning my glasses, and then getting my glasses on and putting the headset over without making them dirty.
There is little lenses. If you've got money, you can get prescription lenses that go into the VR headset, but that's a lot more extra money. So you want a mount over your glasses that's comfy, but that's really hard to get, apparently. So,
It is a good shout, ain't it, to get it put into the VR. Yeah. I'm still not
convinced about VR, Nick. I'm still not...
Half-Life Alyx? It's the best game. It's a bit like 3D TV, isn't it? Where's all the 3D films gone?
Half-Life Alyx is the best VR game, in my opinion, by a country mile.
Yeah, but that's fantastic. Yeah, but the reason why that's fantastic is because the game was built for VR, not VR built for the game.
The company, one of the first companies to bring out a VR headset, maybe the first, I'm not sure, Valve, made it from the ground up. They know how to make VR headsets, so they made a game that was really good for it. You're right. You're not wrong.
Yeah. I would like to see another game come out like that. Like, you've got Fallout 4 on there, and you've got Skyrim, but they're not... You can tell that they're not ported properly for VR. Yeah. But if they brought out one, like, say Starfield came out on VR straight away, and it was built for only VR...
That's an idea.
That'd be cool. Do you know what I mean?
They're missing a trick with that one, mate. They need to get the game out first before they can worry about bloody VR support.
Yeah.
So. There is... amazing game out there that I will have to shout out right now. It's Bone Labs and Bone Labs 2. That game was specifically built for VR, on par with Half-Life Alyx in terms of the physics and what you can actually do in the game.
Really?
It's absolutely amazing. Yeah, absolutely amazing.
I'm gonna
recommend
it.
Yeah, Bone Labs. It was made by the people who did Rocket Jump games, and basically did the Rocket Jump channel. So Frilly One and his crew. They made a game studio and made Bone Labs, which is just absolutely amazing in every way. And they optimized Bone Labs 2.
Yeah, but what's it about, though? You keep saying they've optimized it, but what's the game about?
So
I can't even find it. It's not on Steam.
It's about boners. Bone Labs.
No, Bone Labs.
Boners.
It will be on Steam. I've got it on Steam.
Really?
Just type in Bone Labs for Steam.
Bone Lab.
VR. Yeah, Bone Lab.
Oops.
What's the other one? Labs. Ross, you had the picture you were holding it up. It was Kick Something. What was that other one?
Oh,
as well?
That one's an indie game, which is a really fun game that I enjoyed. I actually found this at Format GG. It's Kick Bastards, right.
Okay.
I think that was still in beta.
Kick Bastards on Steam. Please be good.
I recommend it enough.
It looks like a parkour game. It's like cel-shaded parkour. That looks like fun. How much?
Absolutely, mate.
Well, it's not out till January.
Yeah, I got to play it early, so it's not out just yet.
I would add it to my wish list. I'm going to add it to my wish list. See if it's not too expensive, I'll buy that.
It looks absolutely amazing. I played it, and it was so much fun with the parkour aspect, and you just kick people in the face. But yeah, the game is about you are a character that's been dropped into a virtual reality, and you're trying to get through the offices whilst also fighting against different viruses and different things, going through different obstacles, climbing on walls, going over certain things. You get guns, so you get a gun, you put it to your hip, you get a machine gun.
I thought you were doing a bit of the Bee Gees there.
Just start giving it this.
That's Michael Jackson.
I know, but they both squeak the same, don't they? Do you know about a good game on VR? Genital jousting.
Do you need that in VR?
Well, yeah, that's maybe something else. That's maybe something else.
We can do that at Somnia as well. We'll have the oil already, so.
There's a lot of interesting games on VR, Nick. I'll show you one or two of them. What I won't say on the podcast right now in Insomnia, which you'll be like, Ross, what the hell? But yeah.
Well, I can see that the chat is going rapidly downhill. We're talking about VR. Oil's made it a bit more kinky, and the chat's going downhill, so we're going to leave it there.
Where are you, Gray, to pull us back?
Yeah. Literally, that brings us to the end of the podcast this week. Next week, we're going to be at Insomnia, so there won't be a podcast. If there is a podcast, it'll be a snap one that we do at the last minute, but normally... normally it does... I don't know what's going to happen yet when I'm there. Last time we didn't have enough internet to stream from there, so it was counterproductive because everyone jumped into my stream to have a bit of fun, and then the stream would go down. So
you were getting like 20 meg or something, bad speed.
So we'll see what happens when we get down there, and we'll wing it. But just so everybody knows, there won't be a podcast next week. If there is, it will be a shock one that comes out. I just want to say thank you again to the whole community. With Gray and what's going on, just for being supportive and helping.
He'll be back soon.
Yeah, he'll be back soon, and we'll carry on from there. And with that brings us to the end of the show. There won't be an outro or anything because I'm too lazy to set it all up. I will see you all on the next one, everyone. Cheers, people. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's
I thought you'd pop back in for a second there. See you later. Bye-bye.